This show furnished by Taste Bud Entertainment.
Welcome to a delicious hour of culinary conversation with Chef Jamie Gwen. Dish with celebrity chefs, cookbook authors, trendsetters, and food experts, and gain inspirational ideas to feed your soul. You'll learn kitchen wisdom, wine education, and lifestyle tips, and you'll eat and drink like never before. Food and Wine with Chef Jamie Gwen starts now.
A very good Sunday to you, food lovers. Chef Jamie Gwen in your radio. This is your culinary-centric lifestyle show, where every Sunday we obsess over what to eat and drink next. It's like having a foodie best friend to distill the culinary world into must-do, must-eat, and must-know recommendations. If you're hungry, well, then you are in the right place, because I am delivering the world of food directly to your radio every Sunday, and I hope to feed your soul with delicious conversation on food and wine, mixology, and more. I cover health, tech, trends, and you will hear the greatest thinkers on this show, from chefs to restaurateurs to artisans and writers and authors, and to the greatest experts who will share their passion. So I hope you will continue to tune in. I'm always serving up seconds, by the way, at chefjamie.com. And if you happen to have missed a show, my podcasts featured on iTunes, FeedBurner, and Blueberry are all linked from my homepage. And then you can always find my daily dish on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Chef Jamie Gwen. Coming up this hour, you will hear from Mimi Kirk, the amazing 78-year-old vegan vegetarian who believes that anyone can incorporate some raw food into their repertoire for the glorious health benefits. And I am truly excited to sit down and talk with Doug Abrams before the end of the hour. He was the moderator of a week-long discovery journey between the Nobel laureates, the Dalai Lama and Desmond Tutu, and he shares his extraordinary story of being with those two grand gentlemen in a glorious read called The Book of Joy. You will not want to miss the conversation coming up, as it is guaranteed to feed your soul, so please don't touch your dial. But first, the big game is just a few weeks away, right? And you're probably making chili, or maybe just to keep warm in winter, stews or maybe a curry are set for dinner tonight. Well, if you're just tossing dried spices into your dishes, you are missing out on a world of flavor. Now, cooking with spices sounds easy enough, but the initial conversation for this Sunday's fabulous food show is all about toasting spices. Because if you toss them in for some added seasoning, you might think there's nothing more to it. Well, not exactly. Whether you're using whole spices or even ground, there is a crucial step that brings out the flavor. Since the whole point of using spices is to enhance the flavor, it's really important to know the correct way to maximize your seasoning. And to extract the natural flavors and enhance the effect on your dish, you want to heat up the spices before cooking. Now, spices are naturally aromatic, but it's heat that wakes up the aromatic oils. Now, while we're here, a note on spices. As they sit on the shelf, whole spices and dried spices lose their pungency. So I always recommend that you buy them in small quantities, or if you're buying them in bulk, that you share them with friends. But no matter whether they're new or somewhat aging, toasting spices reawakens them and intensifies the flavor. And it's really a small trick of the trade that will make your dishes come alive with flavor, that will make that chili better than ever for the big game. So listen here. Toasting spices is one of several ways to coax flavor out of them. You can also steep them in hot liquid. You can fry them in oil. Each one contributes something different. But the thing that's really special about toasting spices is the way that the dry heat transforms them. It draws out the aroma. It adds this toasty complexity that I love. Now, Toasted spices, or any spices for that matter, can be used to finish a curry or any other spiced dish. You can add a final layer of heat. You can round out the dish. You can also add toasted spices for a whole new level of flavor to baked goods or pickles, like you want to toast those mustard seeds, or a dry rub is made better from toasted spices. Now, you're going to draw out the natural flavor of a toasted spice if it's already ground. And you're going to get even more extraordinary flavor if you toast whole spices and then grind them yourself. The overall taste of the dish is better. It's fresher. And mind you, pre-ground spices are great. I mean, I have a whole cabinet full of them. But if you're feeling up for it and you want to go all out and be a culinary hero, toast your spices, whole or ground, because it is the way to go. Now, here are the essentials. All you need is a small saute pan. And if you are going to toast whole spices and then grind them, you need some small, clean, dry jars and a spice grinder to grind and then store in. Now, mind you, a spice grinder is just simply an old school little coffee grinder, $15-$20, and very worthwhile for the investment. But mind you, I keep a separate spice grinder from my coffee grinder / breadcrumb grinder. I find that the aroma, the flavor of the spices permeates the grinder, and you do need a separate appliance for it. But as I said, totally worth it. Now, if you're using whole spices, you simply toss them in a pan over medium heat and you toast them until they're fragrant, and you shake the pan frequently to prevent from burning. And then you grind them to a dust and you store them in the jars that I mentioned. And I say that you can keep them up to a couple of months. I like to grind for fresh flavor, so I make small batches. Now, if you're using ground spices or you have a bevy of them in your pantry, know that you can toast them very easily, but that they will burn more easily as well. So let's say you're making chili. You toast the spices over low heat in a small saute pan, and then you add them to the recipe when you're ready. Or you could always bloom them, even easier. Blooming is the act of heating the ground spices in oil. And so let's say you were sauteing onions and garlic and olive oil until they were tender and caramelized. Rather than waiting to add the spices after all the other ingredients, add your ground dry spices to the oil with the onions and the garlic and let them bloom or toast to bring out their aroma and their flavor. I guarantee that if you give these methods a try, let's say next time you use cumin or coriander or fennel or even cinnamon, you will notice the difference. And by the way, you can toast grains like quinoa or dried couscous too, or even pasta, for a whole new taste sensation. And you can find more delicious inspiration, of course, to become the best cook you know, and recipes with spices galore at chefjamie.com. I hope it was a worthy culinary lesson for this Sunday. I have some food news as well. And this is good news, actually, that you can use, because if you like spicy foods, well, then you are in luck. You might just live longer than those who like it mild. Eating hot chili peppers may help you live longer. A new study just published this past week found that the consumption of hot red chili peppers specifically was associated with a 13% lower risk of death. There is a growing body of evidence that spicy food may have protective health properties that can lead to a longer life. Chilies are also said to have anti-obesity, antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, and anti-cancer properties. So if you like it hot, once again, it's your lucky day. Experts do caution, though, this doesn't mean everyone should pile on the spices at dinner to improve their health. If you have gastrointestinal issues, you should hold off on the hot sauce, of course. But for those of us that like it hot, I'm hoping that we live long and prosper. And please don't touch your dial, because I am truly delighted that the Dean of Food Television and Magazines, one of the nation's most enduring recipe writers and cooking teachers, is stopping by again. It's been too long, but Sarah Moulton will be here coming up next. And before the end of the hour, if you are crazy for coconut, well, we're sharing some Coco Loco recipes that will no doubt tempt your palate. I'm Chef Jamie Gwen in your radio with more delicious conversation right after this. Don't go away. It's time for the Melissa's Produce Pick of the Week, every week from the ordinary to the extraordinary, guaranteeing that the best and freshest worldwide produce anywhere comes from Melissa's. This week's produce pick, edamame. Those little green gems that you've enjoyed at your favorite Japanese restaurant for so long are now available in a package from Melissa's. Fresh soybeans. Yes, nutrient rich and an essential ingredient in Asian cuisine. They're low in fat and calories, high in protein, and a great source of vitamins. And I think they make the perfect healthy snack. Melissa's offers edamame in a variety of ways. You'll find them in the shell and shelled so that you can throw them into your favorite salad or stir fry or saute. Plus, check out Melissa's new spicy edamame, seasoned with Japanese chili and sesame oil, and just so good. You'll find Melissa's products, like their full variety of edamame products, available in the produce section of your favorite supermarket. Just look for the Melissa's logo where the eye is the carrot. You'll see it by name. Or order your produce direct to your front door by going to their website at melissas.com. The best, the freshest worldwide produce anywhere and edamame come from Melissa's.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What happens next? Rising inflation drops in the dollar's value. Some experts say another crash is coming. You can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins in an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. Call 855-858-5807 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation. Call Augusta Precious Metals right now at 855-858-5807 and get a free gold IRA guide. Call 855-858-5807.
So now that you've chosen the paint, the vanities, and the bathroom tile, you still can't decide on the faucet. Let the Home Depot make that easier by saving $10 on the sleek, modern, exclusive Moen Genta. And right now, it's only $89. How's that for easy choices? The exclusive Moen Genta. Now just $89 during the winter kitchen and bath event at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 7th while supplies last.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What happens next? Rising inflation drops in the dollar's value. Some experts say another crash is coming. You can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins in an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. Call 855-858-5807 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation. Call Augusta Precious Metals right now at 855-858-5807 and get a free gold IRA guide. Call 855-858-5807.
The world has it out for your floors, from overwatered plants to overflowing dog bowls. But the Home Depot has new water-resistant Pergo Outlast Plus laminate flooring starting at just $279 a square foot. Its 24-hour spill protection stands up to liquids for a whole day, so the world will have to wait. But you won't. The next generation of laminate flooring is here now. Pergo Outlast Plus from just $279 a square foot. Exclusively at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
We do have the best culinary thinkers on this show. Welcome back, Chef Jamie Gwen in your radio. She's been described as one of the nation's most enduring recipe writers and cooking teachers, and a dean of food television and magazines. And oh, how I agree. With a career that has spanned 40 years of gastronomic pleasure, Sarah Moulton has delighted our palates with recipes from her start at Good Morning America and her Food Network show hits to her 20-year tenure at Gourmet Magazine. For the past 8 years, we have delighted in her PBS TV series, and she's at it again. Her new cookbook release is a teaching manual to make everything taste better. I had the privilege of catching up with Sarah recently in LA, and I am so thrilled to welcome her back to the show. The book, Sarah Moulton's Home Cooking 101, is a wonderful collection of recipes, and she's here to give us a lesson in delicious dishes. Welcome back, Sarah. Hi.
Well, thanks, Jamie.
Yes, of course. This new book was a labor of love, years of love, right?
Well, yes. I mean, let's put it this way. It was a solid year to sort of get the recipes and the writing together, and another year to work with the publisher on the photography and all the details. I got much more involved with that part of it, the graphics and all that, than I did with my prior cookbooks. And I think it's because this book is so dense. I didn't want people to, you know, like, open up and see all that type and just, you know, go take a nap. I wanted to make sure they read it. So, yeah, it was really labor. It's like, you know, I think writing a book is like giving birth, but I think this book was like giving birth to triplets.
Which seems so very current. And the book is very current. What I loved about reading through it is that it's a really good read. And I didn't feel, no matter what your level, that there was always something to learn. Like, it wasn't just the basics. I read through the recipes. I looked through the photos. I had that aha epiphany moment every few pages. And for that, that's what we know and love you as Sarah Moulton for.
Well, that makes me really happy because that's what I was hoping. It's a very personal book, so mm-hmm. It's not a traditional how-to book. It's sort of what I've decided is important as both a trained chef and also a working mom, you know, who needs to get dinner on the table every night of the week. And how the heck do we do that? You
right.
know, when you get home at 6, it's almost impossible. But I have to say, I learned a ton doing the book because I did research on different topics that I felt were important that I wanted to talk about anyway. So that was really fun. It was sort of a shot in the arm in terms of education.
And it's come full circle because you've paid it forward, essentially. Can we cover a few of the 10 basics of good home cooking to get us in the mood, please?
Sure.
Okay, good. So highlight a top few. Maybe just to make dinner tonight that much more delicious. Your signature dish elevated to the next level.
You mean what would I do?
Yes, what would you do? Like from a basics standpoint, you talk about, you know, the simplest things like building umami or...
Right, well, I guess from that point of view, yeah, it's all incorporated into the recipes. The top 10 things that I think are important are in the first chapter, but how it would apply to a particular recipe is balancing flavors. So, you know, how do you make sure that if you're incorporating... you know, chilies, how do you balance that so they don't take over? Or if there's a sour element, how do you balance that? The other thing that, of course, would be very important is salt. Mm. If anybody asked me the hands-down most important ingredient, I would say salt. And, you know, it's moreover, it's not just that it's an important ingredient. It's important when you add it, not that you add it. It's when you add it. And, you know, so not at the end for the most part, not when you're done. Of course, unless you have somebody who can't have salt, and then you're making a dish and sharing it, and they'll add theirs afterwards. But it won't have the same effect on making the dish taste tasty as it would if you added it at the beginning of the process. And then you mentioned umami, so that would be another one. What are ingredients that tend to add more flavor to a dish? So those are three things. And then there's other, you know, things like make sure you have a really sharp, big knife.
Right.
Make sure you get to know your stove, you know, how to organize your time so you can get groceries in the house to have dinner.
Hmm.
And then there's more. I can never remember all 10 of them. I sort of start meandering off. But at the time, they all made sense. It was hard to limit it to 10.
Yeah, no, of course. And they do all apply. They might seem basic, but they're, I think, a very necessary reminder to balance flavors, to use all your senses. The first time...
Well, to use all your senses is another one. You know, that just seems so obvious. But, you know, the other day, so I write a column for the Associated Press, and now I have to come up with a recipe, do the writing, all fine. But now I also have to do the photography. So it's really become a big project. And I've brought in some interns, young culinary students, to work with me. And, you know, ones who are interested in learning about this whole process. And twice in the past week, I've walked past one of them putting that who had just put a piece of protein in a pan, and that piece of protein, in one case it was fish and another was pork chops, was supposed to get color on it. And I heard no noise. And so I said to each of them, I said, wait a second, where's the noise? You know the noise it's supposed to make when it hits the pan.
Right.
And so get it out, let's heat it up. I said it very nicely, and nobody was offended, but you do use, you should, and you do, and you should do it more, and back to the Italians, we should all use our hands.
Right.
And just wash your hands well before you start, and don't cross-contaminate, but your hands are such a wonderful tool and help you to get that much closer to the whole process and understand it better.
Hmm. And to use your ears and to know that when the protein hits the pan, that there is a sizzle and a sear, and
yes,
that it must be there if you're going to create layers and levels and compounding flavor. Those are the basics we need to be reminded of.
Exactly.
Yes. Do you swear by homemade stock? Can I ask you that?
Not at all, because I have the world's tiniest freezer. And even though I think, you know, I now embrace the freezer. When I was, you know, first a chef, I worked as a chef for 7 years. Freezers were the devil, you know,
because
that meant it wasn't fresh.
No doubt.
But as I then I became a home cook, you know, I mean, because I was working at Gourmet and came home at 6 and we had to have dinner, I embraced my freezer. But the trouble is now for the past 8 years, I have the world's tiniest freezer. I don't have any room for stock, so.
Okay, so if you came to my house, because I have the privilege of a lot of freezer, would you make a batch of stock and freeze it? Because I truly believe that it makes my soups and stews, and especially winter dishes, more delicious. I really do.
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And not only more delicious, I mean, one of my theories, you know how when you reduce a homemade chicken broth, chicken stock, because stock implies bones, when you reduce it, meaning boil it down, it turns into a very thick gel. And when you take store-bought chicken broth, which is what it's usually called, or I think even there's some that's called chicken stock that supposedly has bones in it. I don't know. I haven't actually tried the ones with chicken stock. But if you take most of the chicken broth, they're sold, you know, in boxes, including the good brands, the better brands. And if you put them in a pot and you boiled it down,
you know
what happens? I know because I've done it.
Yeah.
Poof! There's nothing left in the pan.
You don't get anything gelatinous. Isn't that true?
No, because there was no bones involved. So
right. You
don't get the texture,
right,
the mouthfeel that you do with a homemade stock.
There's something to be said for it, no doubt.
Right.
You can borrow freezer space anytime, Sarah.
Trouble is you live on the West Coast.
I know.
And I live on the East. I don't know. That'd be such a great idea.
Too far away.
Thank you.
Too far away.
Yeah.
What is your go-to dinner dish for the winter? Like, what will you make for dinner tonight?
Well, you know, my all-time favorite thing, and it's not necessarily what I'm making for dinner tonight, but my all-time favorite thing is soup.
Hmm.
I just love it. And, you know, the thing about soup is I rarely follow a recipe. Maybe it's because my first job cooking professionally was in a bar in Ann Arbor, Michigan, when I was going to college. And one of the things we made was soups, and I really loved it. Although we used god-awful soup base, you know, that stuff that's all, you know, like a paste, and then you add water to it, and the first ingredient is salt, and
salty.
The second is MSG or something.
Yeah, salty
like that.
And but, pungent. Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah, but I just love it. You know, that you, so we would build them, and I was taught how to build them and how much liquid and what vegetables and how to thicken and when you thicken and all that stuff. And now I just love doing it. I don't use homemade broth because I don't have it, but I use, you know, the better quality stuff you can buy in the supermarket. But I always put a lot of vegetables in, and then my idea of thickening it is to take out some of it and throw it in a blender and puree it and then put it back in. So I don't add cream, and I don't add flour, and I, you know, don't add a ton of fat. I'm not against fat, but, you know, I'd rather get my calories, and there's some fat, but, you know, from elsewhere. But that's what I like to do.
Sarah, we need to take a quick break. When we come back, more with the lovely and lively Sarah Moulton right after this. Chef Jamie Gwen here. So what if there was a place in your neighborhood where you could find farmers market freshness, more club sizes than a club store, and prices up to 25% lower than supermarkets? Well, there is. That place is Smart and Final. At Smart and Final and Smart and Final Extra stores, you get it all. You'll find chicken and beautiful steaks for weeknight dinners, restaurant quality meats and cheeses, bulk bean bins, beautiful wine and beer selections. And because Smart and Final and Smart and Final Extra stores are better than ever, you'll also find all the high quality foods that you're looking for special family dinners, supplies for weekend parties to set them up and clean them up, along with organics and locally sourced products and some really cool gourmet stuff that you just can't find anywhere else. And at Smart and Final, you'll find value, convenience, and quality every day with sizes large and small and no membership fees. This week, you'll find fresh Jennie-O ground turkey 16-ounce packages for just $1.99 per pound, and Del Monte bananas are just 49 cents a pound. So if you're looking for a better supermarket, well, then skip the supermarket and go to a Smart and Final store for real savings of up to 25% every day. And Smart and Final is now delivering. Visit smartandfinal.com to find a store near you, and your first delivery is free.
News, talk, evolve. Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Chef Jamie Gwen here. I'm a Southern California girl through and through, so I grill year-round, don't you? But does your barbecue impress? Well, I love my Twin Eagles grill. The infrared burner that sears a steak to perfection, the rotisserie for everything from chickens to prime rib, the flat top for the ultimate cheeseburger. Oh, it is a grill master's dream. And I really don't believe that there's a better grill on the market. My Twin Eagles grill will last for seasons to come because Twin Eagles manufactures premium grills, and it's the performance of the grilling system that sets Twin Eagles apart. Seamless, welded, stainless steel construction, and quality that you can immediately see, feel, and trust. And Twin Eagles grills are made in the USA. To learn more about the complete line of Twin Eagles outdoor kitchen equipment and to locate a showroom near you, visit TwinEaglesGrills.com.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News Update. I'm Gary Garrison. Authorities have confirmed that 20 people perished in last week's Montecito mudslides in Santa Barbara County. Four people are still missing. An armed robbery suspect is holed up inside a residence near 30 West Mountain View Street in Long Beach. Surrounding homes have been evacuated. Firefighters and paramedics were called out to the scene of an officer-involved shooting this morning in Lincoln Heights. It's unknown if the suspect was killed. And a driver who later admitted to using narcotics launched his sedan into a second-floor dental office in a building in Santa Ana today. KABC SoCal weather, partly cloudy, highs in the mid-60s to around 70 at the beaches, mid-70s to mid-80s inland. More news coming up and continuous coverage at KABC.com. I'm Gary Yaris and Talk Radio 790 KABC News.
Happy New Year!
Is saving money your New Year's resolution? Leaky faucets are not just annoying, they're expensive. All of those drops add up on your water bill, so why not get it fixed? The pros at SoCal Plumbers 911 are available 24/7. Licensed and insured, so SoCal Plumbers can handle any job, from clogged drains to tankless water heaters. SoCal Plumbers are the right plumbers at the right price. Save $50 with their KABC New Year special. Dial 877-PLUMBER or go to SoCalPlumbers911.com.
You've got skills, so why not make money with those skills? Can you mow a yard, clean a house, hang a flat-screen TV, haul off some junk? Well, check out Tackle.com. That's T-A-K-L.com. Tackle is an amazing new app that connects people who can perform small jobs and chores with customers who need them done. And the Tackle app is coming to cities all across America soon. Go to Tackle.com to see where Tackle is launching next. Just complete the 6 easy steps to register, and you can be your own boss, set your own hours, and make great money as a Tackle provider. The Tackle app is revolutionizing the way people get things done. Go to Tackle.com today and sign up. Stop thinking about making money doing what you love, and start doing it with Tackle. Sign up to be a Tackle provider now at Tackle.com.
Tackle.com.
That's TAKL.com.
Adam Harmon and Debbie Leroy are KABC's new kids in town, interviewing experts and authors on everything from natural therapies for a better sex life to understanding astrology. It's the Adam Harmon Show, Saturdays at 9 p.m. here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
It's the new year, time to make our New Year's resolutions. If you've been hurt or in an accident, calling Sweet James should be at the top of your list. Don't put off making your claim. Call the one that we trust the most, attorney Sweet James Bergner at 1-800-881-2021 or go to sweetjames.com.
We're back and we're dishing with one of the nation's most enduring recipe writers and cooking teachers. Sarah Moulton is here, and I am Chef Jamie Gwen in your radio. Sarah, you were saying?
I don't have any goat. You know, this is crazy. Well, yeah, I do. I have a couple, actually. I take it back. One is broccoli pasta, which is you cut up broccoli, you know, into sort of long, thin, you know, stalks. I leave the bottom on and sear it, and then in a skillet in some olive oil, and then I add some chicken broth, and well, I add hot pepper flakes, garlic, and chicken broth to it, and then meanwhile I cook cappellini in another pot, and then I add that to the broccoli and, you know, garlic and red pepper flakes, and sort of serve it as a soupy, you know, broccoli pasta thing, and then put a ton of freshly grated Parmesan cheese in it. And then I make my faux grilled garlic bread, which is, I don't know if I told this story when I was at Melissa's, but where you and I reconnected fairly recently. But I love grilled bread. However, we have no fire, what am I saying, no exhaust system. So the fire alarm goes off as soon as I start grilling. So what I do instead is I pop, you know, I buy artisanal bread sliced, and I pop it in the toaster and then rub it with, brush it with olive oil and cut clove of garlic and a pinch of sea salt right when it comes out of the toaster, and that's what I serve with the broccoli pasta and a tossed salad. So that would be a go-to one. I don't know why I didn't come up with that right away. And it's also extremely affordable.
Oh, and I would love to come for dinner, Sarah. That sounds absolutely scrumptious.
Yes.
And very delicious right about now. I can tell you from the new book, Sarah Moulton's Home Cooking 101. And by the way, if you've just tuned in, you're late because Sarah Moulton is here and we're dishing on her new book. I want to make spicy miso chicken wings and Indian eggs with spicy tomato pepper sauce.
Nice. Oh,
my first
two. You sound like
me.
It sounds like you're really beginning to like spicy. It was a hard thing for me to keep chilies and spicy stuff out of every single dish in the book.
I like that elevated flavor. I like the fact that it makes my mouth jump a little bit. I'm almost, I mean, like gochujang and all these new ethnic
ingredients.
Heat
we have
ingredients.
So many more toys to play with.
Yes,
than
we do.
Used to.
We do. And I feel like without some different levels of heat within a dish, I'm missing it. So yes, like you, I'm craving the spicy.
Right. Correct.
Okay, spicy miso chicken wings for the big game?
That would be lovely. That is, I have to give credit where credit is due. Those are from Hiroko Shimbo. I have 10 guest chefs in the book. Each one has one recipe. And what I did is I reached out to people who have specialties that I don't. Mm-hmm. And Hiroko Shimbo is a wonderful Japanese cookbook author. She's done several cookbooks. It's also sort of fun. Jamie, you'll appreciate this because you know how short I am. She makes me look like a hippo. She is just tiny, and I just love her because she's a powerhouse. But anyway, that is her recipe, and the reason that it's in there, besides the fact that it's a delicious recipe, is for a little bit of a tutorial on miso, which is a fantastic umami ingredient that we should all be using more of.
Yes.
And it keeps for a very long time in the fridge, and you can just, you know, I keep thinking, oh, I should just add it to more things as I'm cooking, just experiment with it. So that's a yummy one, and yes, that would be good for Super Bowl. And then the other one is fun because I've got a new way to quote-unquote hard-boiled eggs in the cookbook, which I think is actually caught on online, not just from me, but it's about you steam the eggs instead of boiling them, and they come out so much more tender than even my old method where you didn't boil the eggs. You just brought it up to a boil, put the lid on, and took them off the burner. But that's put in a spicy sort of tomato sauce.
Yes.
Indian flavored, which I think is yummy. And it's sort of fun. It's different because you don't think about putting hard-boiled eggs in cooked dishes. But it works very nicely in that. And that's a very satisfying dish, you know, that's good for vegetarians who eat eggs.
I was thinking breakfast or dinner.
Yep.
There was something about with grilled bread, that dish would be delicious. I have to take a step back because you mentioned, of course, the cooking process of hard-boiled eggs in a multitude of ways. And I would love if you would share some memories of Julia Child. You were her protege, as we all know. But I have always made Julia Child hard-boiled eggs. The process that I attribute to her, where you put them in the pot, bring them up to a boil for a minute, turn it off, take the pot off the stove, and cover it, let it sit 14 minutes. And every time I make hard-boiled eggs, and I make them often, I think of her.
Exactly.
It is
amazing. Well, you know what's really
amazing.
Funny about that? Is that how I actually met her, is because of her hard-boiled egg. I was working as a chef manager of a catering operation in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and one day I was peeling a million hard-boiled eggs with one of my workers, and we just cooked them the Julia Child way, and we were talking, so I brought that up and said, you know, Barrett, we just did this, the method we used was Julia Child's method, and she said, well, you know, actually, I'm a volunteer on Julia Child's public television show. And I said, really? So I raised my hand and said, geez, do you think she would like another volunteer? And she said, well, I don't know. Let me ask her. We're just about to tape another season. So Barrett came in the next day, and she said, you know, I talked to Julia, and she wants to hire you. And I was floored because she hadn't even met me. I mean, the backstory is that when Julia Child taped a show, her friend Rosie Minnell would come from California and do all the food styling. And Julia Child, and Rosie couldn't make it, for this next round of taping till about midway through. And Julia thought, because I'd gone to the Culinary Institute, that I must know how to food style. Which, of course, I did not, but what did I say? So she asked me, I called her up, and Julia said, oh, dearie, I've heard so much about you, do you food style? And
you said yes.
And I thought, well, you know, I did watercolors in high school, I was just a sous chef at this restaurant. I did really nice, you know, I plated the food nicely. I just did cold poached decorated salmon for $700 at this catering place. And so I thought, well, okay, I'm going to say yes.
Yes.
And so I lied. But it's all right. It worked. And she liked me, and it started a relationship that lasts forever. But it was all because of that hard-boiled egg.
Hard-boiled egg. See? It comes full circle every time.
It does.
I have very fond memories, Sarah, of having her on the radio once. And
I bet she was delightful.
She was extraordinary. And
funny.
And funny and so real.
Yes.
And so humble. And those memories are what my hard-boiled egg method conjures up, and it's heartwarming to me. So
yes.
As much as I will attempt your steamed version, I don't know that I can switch over.
Okay. I understand.
Well,
I do
you.
Understand.
Thank you. I certainly appreciate that. there is much of her in you,
that
warmth and that extraordinary commitment to teaching and that very real focus and sharing of passion, there is no doubt it is a testament to your career and the fact that you are continuing to share what you love with all of us. Will you leave us with something sweet, please? Maybe your creamsicle pudding cake?
Yes, that is a fun dessert. You know, I loved that as a kid. You know, the thing with the orange sherbet on the outside and vanilla ice cream on the inside.
My mother loves a creamsicle.
So,
no doubt.
That's what this pudding cake is. It's got, you know, vanilla. It's got a lot of orange, fresh orange juice in it and orange rind and also vanilla bean paste. And it just is delicious, I think.
Mm. Okay, I can't wait to make it. I will toast you. I will be cooking from the cookbook and watching you on PBS, of course. You can watch Sarah Moulton on PBS's Sarah's Weeknight Meals and find her new cookbook, Sarah Moulton's Home Cooking, in stores now. She is, of course, the trusted host and cooking teacher and columnist and cookbook author whom we know and love for so many wonderful years. Sarah Moulton's dishes have delighted us, and she is putting dinner on the table on a weeknight just for you in Home Cooking 101, embodying a lifetime of experience. You can learn more and find the book at sarahmolton.com and on Amazon and bookstores nationwide. And Sarah, I hope that we won't go so long next time, but please, will you come back next time you rework the hard-boiled egg recipe? Or
Jamie, I'd love to.
She is Sarah Molton, and we do have the greatest culinary thinkers on this show. Stay tuned. There's more delicious conversation in your radio right after this.
Whether you need bananas for lunch, tri-tip for dinner, or party goods for the weekend, you'll find everything you need at Smart and Final. Smart and Final has the low prices of a Walmart, the big sizes of a Costco without the membership fees, plus the freshness of your local supermarket. Smart and Final. Warehouse prices, big and small sizes.
News. Talk. Evolve. 790 KABC.
Chef Jamie Gwen here. Since 1877, Barilla has had a passion for making pasta. And now you can sit down to a beautiful bowl of Barilla pasta or a delectable margarita pizza at Casa Barilla at South Coast Plaza. The new fast casual restaurant offers lunch and dinner with a dozen different fresh pastas daily, panini, pizza, and Italian-inspired salads. The focaccia is freshly baked every day at Casa Barilla. The pizza dough is hand-rolled and so thin and crisp. And the spaghetti al pomodoro is my favorite, made in the classic style with crushed tomatoes and fresh basil. Casa Barilla at South Coast Plaza offers an authentic Italian experience from a family-owned company that's passionate about pasta. Casa Barilla is located in the Sears Wing at South Coast Plaza and open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. Experience authentic Italian food at Casa Barilla.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recently flooded basement, here to describe the event, a tube sock.
So I'm curled up in a cozy pile of whites when the washing machine suddenly starts shimmying and shaking. Next thing I know, we're standing in 4 inches of water.
Did you help clean up?
Sure, but I'm just one sock.
A tube sock can't help you with a flooded basement, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call GEICO to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
The season of giving is over, but Levi's and JCPenney remind you that the season of getting has just begun, thanks to all the holiday gift cards and cash you collected. So get to JCPenney right now and get yourself the Levi's you love at incredible prices. We're talking men's Levi's 501 Original and 505 Regular Jeans, and for women, Levi's 711 Skinny and Mid-Rise Skinny Jeans at special prices. But these deals won't last long, so get to JCPenney and JCPenney.com while the getting is good.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
The world has it out for your floors, from overwatered plants to overflowing dog bowls. But the Home Depot has new water-resistant Pergo Outlast Plus laminate flooring starting at just $279 a square foot. Its 24-hour spill protection stands up to liquids for a whole day, so the world will have to wait. But you won't. The next generation of laminate flooring is here now. Pergo Outlast Plus from just $279 a square foot. Exclusively at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
News. Talk. Evolve. 790 KABC.
President Trump cancels a trip to London because of Barack Obama.
Facebook just announced a major overhaul of its news feed.
And reason 178 to avoid the beach. Newport's full of sea snakes.
Get smart on the next McIntyre to Morning 5 to 10 right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Food is life. Create and savor yours. Welcome back, Chef Jamie Gwen, in your radio. The raw food movement is all abuzz in the food world. A raw food diet is all about eating unprocessed and uncooked food so you get all the nutrients without any dangerous additives. The movement defines raw food as food that is not heated or cooked to temperatures greater than 118 degrees, and it's based on fresh fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds, grains and legumes. Whether you are new to a raw food diet, though, maybe you're a longtime practitioner or you're just simply looking for new and delicious recipes, Mimi Kirk will show you how to hit the refresh button for 2017. Her new cookbook, the follow-up to Live Raw, is called Raw Vitalize, and she believes in a raw food recharge. Hear this. Mimi was voted the sexiest vegetarian over 50. And by the way, she is 78 years old. She is a raw vegan, chef, and author, and she joins us live to dish on the raw movement. I'm very glad to have you, Mimi. Welcome and Happy New Year.
Thank you. Same to you, Chef Jamie.
Thank you. Okay, you intrigue me. You are 78 years old, Mimi, because by the looks of the photos in the book, you're extraordinary.
I always say I have good lighting.
No, I don't think that's it. I think, I know from doing my own research, you have lived as a vegetarian vegan for the past 40 years, right? Would you tell your story, please?
Well, I'm a mother of four. I was widowed at 29, and I didn't really understand my life or what happened. I was in such shock, and so someone told me to start meditating. And about a year into meditation, of course, you realize when you meditate, everything is connected. Everything is energy. And I was eating some roast beef on the way to work, and I thought, oh, my goodness, I'm eating flesh. The connection of an animal and the food I was eating just floored me completely. I'd never thought about it before. And I'm sure my meditation made me sensitive to these kinds of things. And then I went home and told my kids, we're going to be vegetarians. We're not going to eat any meat, any animals, anything with a face, I told them.
Oh, and they loved that.
They loved that. And then it was like, oh, yeah, of course, we're fine. And this was like 1970, I think, about 1970. And we were vegetarians. I didn't understand vegan, so they had cheese, and I felt that was fine. I had eggs. I didn't really know. It was just the animal part. And then later, when I savvied up a little bit, I realized everything, again, is connected to the animal when we're harming them, and so is eating the cheese and so forth. But so I made fabulous vegetarian food. I really learned how to cook. There wasn't much around at the time. Our family was kind of a little odd to people. Friends would come over and they'd say, what's that on the counter? I'd say an avocado or an artichoke, and they never saw that. And when my kids went to their house, all they saw was box cereal and other kinds of food. So they grew up really understanding that what healthy food was compared to the processed food. Hmm. And that's how I started. But it was only later, after going on and off a couple times, and then mainly when I met my boyfriend, I went off for about 3 years because he ate the standard American diet. And he was 19 years younger than me, and my mother always told me a way to a man's heart is through his stomach. I thought I better cook the food he likes. And in 3 years, I gained 22 pounds and just felt terrible. I went to my doctor. My blood pressure and cholesterol were high, and I thought, I have to switch that up. So I started looking online and discovered the raw food diet, and it didn't sound at all good to me because I love to cook. I'm a foodie, and I went, this can't work. But because he handed me a prescription and I didn't want to fill it, I thought, just go for it for a couple weeks. And I involved my youngest daughter, and we went on this plan of raw food juicing and kind of a cleanse. And I knew the first week that I had struck gold. I woke up and I looked in the mirror and I said, man, I look younger. I feel better. My teeth are whiter. My eyes are brighter. My energy level just boosted so much. And I was sold. That was it. Then
amazing.
I started discovering great food to make again, because since I'm a foodie, I wasn't going to just eat some of the things I had tasted or recipes I found online. They didn't satisfy my taste buds. So there I was off and running. And this is almost 10 years now, I guess, 9 years.
Take us through the raw details, Mimi, please. So what do you eat in a day? The basics of a raw food lifestyle.
Well, I start out with lemon and water. Then I have a nice juice. I prefer juicing to smoothies, although I do have smoothies sometimes, but I like the juice because I like to get as much greens as I can into a glass. And so I'll have cucumber and celery and sprouts sometimes, or dark leafy greens. Then I throw a lemon, I throw some ginger in, turmeric is great. All these things are good for anti-inflammatory in your body. So I have a juice. Many times I'm not hungry until later in the day, and then I always try to have a big salad. But I like gourmet raw foods. I'm not one who just eats, you know, the seeds and nuts and, and salads and celery and carrot sticks. I like more fancier things. I make cheeses. I make amazing raw cheeses. I make beautiful sauces on my food. I make lasagna. I make pizzas. I make Mexican food. I make anything you can think of. I have figured out how to make those taste buds by just using the right spices.
Right.
So I have warm soups. Now, let me just go back to say this. Raw food is raw, but you can heat it to 115 degrees.
You say 115. Somewhere between 115 and 118 is what I know from.
Yeah. That's what it is. And sometimes I do a little less, depending. So you can warm foods. You can even warm it on the stovetop if you just make sure it's like a baby bottle, you know, when you put the milk of a baby bottle on your wrist.
Sure.
If you just warm it a little bit, you can have warm drinks in the morning. You can warm your food. I make a zucchini pasta with a spiralizer, which is very popular today.
Right.
And my boyfriend likes it warmed a little bit. I like it just the way it is, but I warm it sometimes for him. And you can put any kind of sauce on it. And I like to encourage people to do one thing. My main thing would be to say to people who want to get healthier or stay healthy or slow down the aging process is to stop eating processed food. That is the number key thing. That's filled with chemicals. They remove all the nutrients from the food, and then they put it back in fortified vitamins on cereal boxes, for instance. They remove everything out when they cook the food and overcook it. It's all processed. So you're not getting the vitamins you think you are when you eat it. However, if you do cook a vegetable at home and you cook it lightly, you're more than likely getting the vegetables because you're not putting it through the same process. So giving up the food is number one, and including a green drink every day, a green juice. If someone just started with that, that would make them want to go further because they could see how much better they felt.
I think that's very doable. I'll tell you that. And you know, as a professional chef, I do sit down to great meals often, in fact, but I do start my morning with a green drink, or I'll commit to a vegetarian day. That's a meatless Monday to me. And I do feel good. I do notice the difference. And I think those small changes, whether you go full force or you commit to healthy changes, especially at the start of the year, not only does it revitalize your body, but I think it revitalizes your soul. It gives you direction. It gives you focus. It allows you to feel good about what it is you're putting in your body. Can you teach us, before I let you go, to make cashew ranch, please?
Yes, and the spiralized sweet potato, the dressing on that, everybody, I have a, along with the Raw Vitalized book, we started a Raw Vitalized book club on Facebook, and everybody has been receiving their books and posting photos, and they are blown away by how good this food is and how fast the food is. I feel so rewarded now that in the last few weeks, since people have been receiving their books, that they have been posting the photos and talking about the food. And they say, I don't even want to make a different breakfast. I want to eat this one every day for the rest of my life.
Mm.
That's how good the food is, and that's how fast it is. They're hearty. They're delicious. They're beautiful to look at. And everybody has to find, we have a complete meal plan in the book, but some people are going out of order because they see a dish they like. I'm going to make that. Well, that's totally fine. This is life.
Right.
You have to do what works for you. So the book has great recipes, whether you follow it for the 21 days or you just take the recipes and incorporate it into the life you have today. That's what I think is making change in the world. Just making small changes really add up to a big, a healthy body. And honestly, I think because I like to tell my age, because I'm in no prescription medicine, my family's health history sucks. It's not great. They've had everything, cancer, diabetes, all of it.
Sure.
I don't have it. And it's not because it's the genes.
Good
it's because
you.
I've chosen a healthy lifestyle.
I can tell
people right now, you can cure yourself, and you can change your what you think is your genetic disposition if you really put your mind to it. It works. It worked for me.
You can catch the wave of good health and good living with Mimi Kirk's new great read full of raw food recipes. Learn more about Raw Vitalize at youngonrawfood.com. Mimi, continued good health and success to you. Thank you again for inspiring us.
Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure speaking with you.
And so that brings us to the end of another hour of inspiring ideas, wisdom, and culinary conversation. I hope you'll tune in every Sunday where there is more fabulous food in your radio. and I will leave you with my last bite for the hour. I have a comfort food indulgence with very little guilt this week. My three-ingredient stuffed sweet potatoes, oh, they are a hit in our house. Shredded chicken, even pork, combined with your favorite barbecue sauce and stuffed into a hearty, fluffy, scrumptious sweet potato of goodness. They are so delicious and super easy. If you have a rotisserie chicken or leftover protein lying around, this is my three-ingredient stuffed sweet potato. You'll take two medium sweet potatoes, cut them in half, or you can roast them whole. I like high heat, 425 degrees, until they're tender. The halves take only a half an hour. And then you'll take a saucepan and you'll stir together, let's say, leftover chicken, shredded, or even pulled pork with some of your favorite barbecue sauce until it's warm. Then you top each sweet potato half with scoopfuls of the barbecue chicken. And I like to top with some sliced green onions as well. And then just dig in. It is a delicious three-ingredient meal, and I will post the recipe on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Chef Jamie Gwen. I will meet you here next Sunday as well, when there is more delicious conversation in your radio. I thank you for listening. I'm Chef Jamie Gwen signing off, and I hope you continue to eat well.
This show furnished by Taste Bud Entertainment.